contour shifts. So phrases, melodies, and licks often have a clear contour, which is the direction of how the notes move up or down to higher or lower notes. For example, if you play an ascending scale, the contour is a straight line moving upwards. A descending scale is a straight line moving downwards. Other phrases, licks, or melodies have more complex contours that might look like some type of line that curves up or down, or curves up, down, or back, etc. Contour is important in music because it establishes an expectation in the listener's mind about where the music is going and what one can expect to happen. For example, if you play a high C and then move down to a B note, the listener will subconsciously assume that the next note you'll play will be A, you know, because it's moving in that direction. The human mind is constantly looking for patterns, and when your music meets the listener's expectations, the listener feels satisfied. But if you do it too often, then the listener gets bored. And so that's why like kids' music is boring for adults, for example. The same is true in reverse. If you never meet the listener's expectations, the music isn't boring, but the listener won't feel satisfied either. And that's why most people don't like atonal or serialistic music or other random-sounding compositions. So a contour shift is a change in the direction of a melody or phrase, and the expectation of the phrase contour is established, and then the phrase contour changes. It's not complicated at all. The technique is really simple. The most common way is if you're ascending a scale, like in the key of G. So on two of the notes, let's say note 2 and 3, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like. And then that little, you know, going back to the 2 created a variation in the contour. It's not just moving up all the time. Similarly, when I'm descending, I could choose, let's say, note 6 to repeat, to double back to, if you will, like. And that created a little contour. And if you do that all over the place, then you might have, you know, can just, you know, vary the contour all day long. So the following are some examples of contour shifts.